hear from the Word. Stand up as we go back into Holy Forever one more time. We got to get our hearts right today.
Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above the Lord.
We're just attempting to try to honor you today. Well, we're just trying. I just feel like we're trying. And we just feel like we're falling short. But Lord, I pray that today, Lord, just let there be a breaking. Let it be fresh, Lord. Let it be fresh. Father, I pray that you would just break it. Break it off of us. The hard hearts, the religion. Lord, just the resistance, the doubt. Lord, I pray, just please come in like a... just like a rushing wind today and break the hardness of hearts in this place. Lord, where there's resistance against you, where there's somebody moving against your will, Lord, I just pray that there would just be repentance, that they would fall down on their face, that we would all fall down today and we would just turn back to you. Lord, please just break us afresh again. Lord, it just feels like there's so much resistance to what you want to do today. There's stagnation. There's water standing still. And Lord, I just pray that the water would move again, that the water would run. Lord, please meet us in this place. Lord, we just want to bring heaven down. Lord, we just want to enter your throne room today, where Jesus is seated at your right hand. Holy Spirit, I just pray that your people today would get a vision of that. That you would just show us a glimpse, show us a vision of the Father with the Son seated beside him. That we'd be reminded of his power. Pray that your sword would just cut through today, that it would cut through the hard places, that it would cut through the places of doubt. I pray that as we open up your word, I just declare it right now by faith, that it is going to slice through the hearts of stone today in this room. In the name of Jesus, we just declare that every heart of stone will break at your word. Your word is a fire and a hammer. In the name of Jesus, we just declare it today. Freedom. The captives are going to be set free. They thought, there's no way you're going to move today. They're going to see you move. Jesus, in your mighty name, we just declare it in this place today. Your word is going to set people free and set people on fire today. Jesus, in your name, we pray. Amen. All right, you can sit down. Let's go after it today. Let's just go after it. Come on. I just feel a stagnation forming. There's a hardness of heart forming. It's for some of you, you've been here a long time and you're like, I don't feel it. I don't sense it. I guess this is all there is. There's more. There's just a thickness in the air. You're about to breathe. He's about to breathe new life into you today. There's a thickness in the air and he's cutting through right now. There's been some doubt, and doubt just builds up like a callus over your heart. And it begins to become normal, and he's just cutting away the calluses today. He's cutting. It's going to be soft. It's going to be fresh. He's going to give you a heart of flesh. That's His word right there. Let's just go to it. Jeremiah 23. Let Him cut you. Let Him cut you. Just say it. Just say, Lord, please cut me. Just say it. Pray it. Let that be your prayer today. Lord, please cut me where it's grown callous. Cut me where it's become a rock, where it's become stagnation, where it's become too hard. There's places He wants to prepare you and fortify you and strengthen you. But let me tell you something. He wants your heart to remain soft. My goodness. He loves you. I just see people in here today. You've been far from Him, but He's like, hey, you're here today. I'm going to do something today. I'm going to set you free today. You don't even know what's about to hit you. I don't even know what's about to hit you. It's the Holy Spirit. Let Him move. If you didn't say it the first time, here, just even if you're coming in here today and you're like, you're fresh and you're on fire, just say it for those that just need a little courage and a little boldness today. Just say, Lord, cut me. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Lord, cut me. Come on. Cut me. Carve me up. I want to be yours. I want to be made new again. There's some marriages that are going to be restored today. There's some minds that are going to be restored today. There's anxiety that's going to leave today in the name of Jesus. There's doubt that's going to leave today in the name of Jesus. You came in here today and you thought, oh, no, that's just who I am. I'm a skeptic. And you kind of built your identity in that. You're kind of proud of it. And let me tell you something. He never praised the skeptic. He never praised the skeptic. Who did He praise? He praised the ones that showed faith, bold faith. The righteous are as bold as lions. Be bold today. Don't be afraid to look stupid today in the kingdom. Don't be afraid to step forward in faith. Don't be afraid to say, I'm just going to take you at your word. Lord, everything your word says, I just believe it. I trust it. Man, He's building up some faith today. I've been feeling this for you. It's a burden on my heart. And I've just been feeling this stagnation and this, what, Lord, what's going on? And I believe He's showing me something. There's people coming in today and this is what's built up around their hearts and they haven't felt me in a long time. There's resistance and I want to break it off them today. There's a burden. It's a burden. Jeremiah 23, verse 16. Thus says the Lord of hosts. When we open His word, I'm telling you, when I read this, this is not man speaking. Who's speaking? Jeremiah the prophet just said, thus says the Lord of hosts. This is the word of the Lord. Honor Him. Honor Him. When you open up the word, begin to just pray, Lord, I know this is your word. I know that you have something for me today. Every morning when you wake up, open up the word very first and honor Him and just pray this prayer. Lord, I know this is your word. Please speak, Lord. Your servant's listening. He loves you. Do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. There's prophets that are prophesying to you right now. There's prophets all over our nation, all over our world that are prophesying to you. They make you worthless. They speak a vision of their own heart, not from the mouth of the Lord. There are prophets speaking to you. When you turn on the news, when you open social media, there's people, what are they doing? Oh, they're just TV commentators. They're just news anchors. They're just experts. They're just social media experts, influencers. No. What are they doing? They're prophesying to you. What are they speaking over your life? Does it line up with the Word of God or does it line up with the world? Is it worthy or is it worthless? Just if you're taking notes today, man, this is a note-taking church. If you haven't been taking notes and you've been here for a while and you kind of forgot we're a note-taking church, this is just your friendly reminder right now. Write it down because as you write it down, it gets into you. As you write it down, it gets into you. What are you chasing after? Are you chasing after things that are worthy or are they worthless? Who's prophesying over you? Who's speaking over your life? Are they speaking things of God? Are they speaking things that are worthy? Or are they speaking things that are worthless? What are they saying? What are they teaching you? They speak a vision of their own heart, not from the mouth of the Lord. What are they doing? They're just speaking from their own heart, what they want. The heart is deceitful above all things. Don't forget that. I'm just following my heart. I'm just doing, you know, I'm just living out my dreams right now. Follow the Lord. Chase after the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. How? When? What's that going to look like? Well, first of all, he's going to change you and transform you so all of a sudden the desires of your heart match up with the desires of his. And so anything that doesn't match up with his word, he's going to take that away. He's going to purify you. He's going to what? He's going to cut that off of you. There's things in your heart right now that he wants to do heart work. He wants to do surgery, and he's going to take a scalpel to this morning. He's going to cut some of those stupid dreams you've been dreaming. I'm just telling you, they're stupid. You've been chasing after things, and they're stupid. I tell you too much. I love you too much to not tell you this. You're chasing after the desires of the world. He wants to cut that off you today. That's not very nice. You said my dreams are stupid. Well, if they're not from the Lord, they are. If they're from the world, they're worthless. And they won't lead to anything. Do not love the world or anything in the world. Sometimes, like, you just start to read through Scripture and you're like, that's kind of mean. Like, you start to read through the prophets and they're kind of mean. And you're sitting here today and you're like, this pastor's kind of mean. I've never been to a church that was kind of mean. I love you. I love you. All these worthless prophets out here, all these worthless pastors out here telling you, oh, all your dreams are going to come true and everything's great and you're fine. You don't need to change. You're perfect just the way you are. That's not Scripture. No, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Come on. Come on, break us. Break us today. I didn't know I was going to get crazy today. I didn't know. I didn't wake up. I didn't say, oh, I want to go and yell at my church today. I didn't. But I want to honor him. And I love you too much not to tell you what he's put on my heart today. There's too many prophets and pastors out there that will tell you what you want to hear. They'll tell you what you want to hear. Oh, just do what makes you feel good. Oh, that's just who you are. Oh, you were born that way. It's a lie from the pit of hell. That's a lie from the pit of hell. He wants to transform you and set you free. I feel the Holy Spirit coming on so strong today. Some of you are getting transformed today. I feel the Holy Spirit hitting my hands right now. Some of you feel a tingling and a numbness hitting you right now. There's a tingling and numbness moving through you. That's the Holy Spirit. He is getting a hold of you right now, and he's saying, son, daughter, today's the day. Don't miss this moment. Be holy, for I am holy. Be set apart. Don't look like the world anymore. Don't blend into the world. There's too many churches and pastors trying to look like the world. And they're saying, oh, if we just look like the world, it'll draw people in. No, no, it won't. It's just making healthy people sick. Because the world's still outside and they're still looking at the church and they're saying, there's nothing there that can help me. There's nothing there that can change me. So I'm just going to embrace who I believe I am. But let me tell you something. There's a God of this world who sent his Holy Spirit, and the churches that are spirit-filled, walking with the Holy Ghost, walking in the Word, those are the places where people are going to find healing. And they're going to be hungry for it. There's hungry people out there and they're looking for the power of God. Somebody better get me a water bottle today. I don't know. There's some water bottles back in the office area. I just know there's a man of God sitting in back right now that's going to run back there, and he's going to get water. Praise the Lord. There's men and women of God. They're just moving. All right. I just saw like three people move. I love this church. I wasn't thinking I was going to yell today, Lord. I didn't drink enough water. I was drinking too much coffee, and now I'm dehydrated. That was stupid. That was stupid. See, I'll tell myself too. That was stupid. Did you need that coffee? No, you didn't. They continually say, verse 17, man of God, I love you, brother. Woo, I love you, man. Here we go. That's my guy, John. John's been with me since I was a youth pastor back in the day. I love John. John, let me tell you about the Holy Spirit. John was a crazy man. Like, he was just I remember this little sixth grade, seventh grade kid. He was cocky and arrogant. I mean, you were. And I still loved you. I remember this kid. Like, I'm trying to get youth group set up on a Wednesday night, and I'm just getting check-in and stuff ready, and this kid just keeps coming up to me and punching me in the kidneys, and just, he's a little seventh grade punk, and he's just smacking me upside the head while I'm trying to get I'm not good at computers. I'm trying to get the computer check-in ready, and I'm just like caveman in it. And John's just harassing me. And finally, like, I turn around, I grab him by the shoulders in the church lobby, and there's people all around. I lift him up off the ground. I place him on his back, and I say, listen, I'm trying to do something right now. Get out of here. But let me tell you something. That kid, he had every reason to be like, I hate the church, that pastor's crazy. And he had every reason when he became an adult to be like, I don't want anything to do with that pastor. But my goodness, like, I'm so thankful that you just kept choosing to listen to the Holy Spirit, because you're not that kid anymore. And what he's turning you into, he's turning you into a strong, bold man of God. And I'm just thankful for you. I'm thankful. This church is thankful for you. People don't even realize. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. There's so many stories like that in this church. Do you want that to be your story? Some of you, you're brand new today. This is your first time. And I'm telling you, that can be your story. People are going to look at you, and they're going to look at your life, and they're going to look at your marriage someday, and they're going to be like, my goodness, what happened? You were a wreck. You were a mess. I don't even see the same person anymore. Invite the Holy Spirit in. Just right now. Just put your hands out. Put your hands out right here. Just confess with your mouth. Just say, church, we're going to say it with them right now. There's just some new people inviting Jesus in right now. Just say it together. Jesus, you are Lord. I know that you rose from the grave. You have power over death. You're my Lord and Savior. Holy Spirit, I invite you in. Thank you, Father. Amen. There's somebody in here right now. You did that for the very first time. He loves you. He knew you were going to be here today. He knew it, because he told me right now to do that. If you want to see my notes, did this pastor have this moment planned? So many people are like, oh, all these pastors just plan these like moments, and like Rev Notes, text Rev Notes to 94,000. You can see my notes today. I didn't know what I was going to do today. You're going to get that text, and you're going to get those notes, and you're going to be like, wow, he's got a lot of scripture to get through today, and we're only 3 verses in. But praise God, he's moving today. He's changing lives. You're never going to be the same again. Verse 17, I haven't even drank this sweet water. Oh, those microplastics, they're so good. I can yell and still, we can have a little fun. All right, verse 17. They continually say, these are these false prophets, prophesying, speaking their own visions, telling people they want to hear, all those social media influencers, all those people that you love, and you're like, oh, I love these guys, they're great. They're speaking out of their own heart, their own desires. They continually say to those who despise me, the Lord has said, they're speaking for the Lord here. The Lord has said, you shall have peace. You shall have peace. And to everyone who walks according to the dictates of his own heart, what are you doing? You're just, whatever your heart says, my heart's pulling me over here. My heart's pulling me over here. My heart's pulling me down this road. Well, does it line up with the word? Well, no, but that's what I really feel like. I'm called for this. I'm made for this. This is where I want to go. This is what I feel like doing. This is what it's what's best for me. I don't care what the word says. I've got grace. And we just abuse his grace over and over. To everyone who walks according to the dictates of his own heart, they say, no evil shall come upon you. No evil shall come upon you. Your life is going to be good. It's going to be flowers. It's going to be great. That's just a lie. Because I followed the dictates of my own heart. And I did whatever I wanted. And I did whatever I desired. And I followed the flesh. And I just kept feeding the flesh over and over again. And it led me to places of deeper and deeper and darker secrets that I was trying to hide from people to maintain the image that I wanted. But man, it felt good to follow the dictates of my own heart. But it led me to a place where it says, What did the false prophet say? No evil shall come upon you. I believe that. I was like, oh, my life's going to be great. My life turned into a wreck. My life turned into a disaster. And there I was in the darkest place when everything, every lie I'd ever built of my own little personal empire, my own personal image that I had served, that I had, it was my God, my altar, my idol. It was everything to me. Everything I was chasing, and it came crumbling down. And guess what? There was no peace. There was anxiety. There was worry. There was fear. There was thoughts of suicide and self-harm and depression. There was darkness. It was a lie from the pit of hell. And some of you, you're here today and you've been following the dictates of your own heart and you kind of keep going down this road. And I'm telling you, repent, for the kingdom of God is near. Repentance is not a bad word. It's not a four-letter word. It's grace. He's saying you've been going down to the darkness, but son, daughter, you can turn back to me today because I love you. I love you. Repentance. We call people to repentance here. And some churches, they don't even use that word. It's become a dirty word. They just say, oh, no, you're just going to have peace. You're going to have peace. Everything's good. Everything's great. God, you know, God is so good. He is good. But he's also perfect and just. And eventually there's a day that comes where he separates the wheat from the chaff. We're in the last days. We are. Discern the seasons. Learn to discern the seasons. You are in the last season. He could come back any moment. Are you living your life like that? When he comes back, will he find you waiting? Will he find you watching? Will he find you ready? Be ready. Are you carrying the oil? Like the 10 virgins, there were 5 that carried the oil and they carried extra with them. And there were another 5 that didn't carry extra. They just carried the bare minimum. Why? They didn't want to carry the extra oil in their other hand. They wanted their other hand free so they could hold on to the things of this world. So they could do what they wanted to do. They could kind of be half in, half out. Oh, I got my oil. I'm following Jesus a little bit. I got my left foot in, but I got my right foot out here. I got my right foot going down to the harlot's house. I got my right foot chasing after the things of this world. I got my right foot in the club. I got my right foot with this boyfriend. I got my right foot with this girlfriend. But oh, my left hand and my left arm, they're here in the church on Sundays. You can't live in both. Be either hot or cold. Some of you are about to get hot today. You're going to catch fire today. You already caught fire, some of you. You feel the fire stirring up in you. That's the Holy Ghost. Just say, Lord, fan the flame. Lord, stir it up within me. Hear the word of the Lord. When you hear the word of the Lord, it builds faith. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. That's bless you. Bless you. Woo! I wasn't expecting to go this long today. No. Pastor Andrew, let's go, let's go. Here we go. We're back. That was so quick. People are going to be watching on the stream later and be like, wow, that was fast. That guy's quick. He still plays soccer. That's how he stays so quick. All right. I don't know where I was, but I'm just going to jump back into scripture. He'll take us there. No evil shall come upon you. That's right. You just keep believing that. It's a lie from the devil. For who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard his word? Who has marked his word and heard it? Open up your Bibles. Get a Bible. If you don't have a Bible, we're in the last season. Get a Bible. It's the most important book you can own. It's the word of life. Begin to listen to it. To read it, to speak it, to mark it up. Like get a pen, get a highlighter. As you're reading and as he's speaking to you and he's speaking truth to you and you know, oh my goodness, this is a word for me right here, right now. Take a little pen and just star that, underline it, highlight it. Do whatever you got to do, but begin to mark it. And then get a journal and begin to write some of these verses down. Because what happens? As you write it, it gets deep into you. It becomes a part of you. It'll change you. It'll transform you. It'll build your faith in this season. You're in the last season. You need faith. You don't need skepticism and doubt anymore. Those aren't gifts of the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, gentleness. Get into the Word of God and let Him build you up in this season. Is there a baby over there? Is that a baby? That's okay. I was like, sounds like a puppy also. Like, you know, a little puppy going on. You're okay, sweetie. You're good. I was like, that's funny. It's either a baby or a puppy. You can bring puppies to church. That's fine. I don't care. Oh, great. We're going to have 50 puppies here next week. Verse 19. Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord has gone forth in fury, a violent whirlwind. It will fall violently on the head of the wicked. Don't believe the lies of the false prophets, the false teachers, these just nice, gentle pastors that don't yell at me. Like, that's fine. You can go there. But what happens if you start to believe it and believe, oh, no, I don't need to repent. I'm fine just the way I am. Everything's perfect. Everything's good. What a violent whirlwind. It will fall violently on the head of the wicked. I don't want that. I don't want that for me. I don't want that for you. Don't you want good things? Don't you want to live the blessed life and not the cursed life? Walk in His blessings. The anger of the Lord, verse 20, will not turn back until He has executed and performed the thoughts of His heart. In the latter days, you will understand it perfectly. We're in the latter days. You're going to understand it perfectly. You're starting to see it. Some of you, you're catching the vision. Some of you, you're planted here in revival because you've already seen it and you've caught the vision. You understand that there is wicked, there is evil, and there is good, pure, and holy. You've seen it. 2020, a lot of people's eyes got open. All of a sudden, it became a lot more clear to people that thought everything was kind of gray. It's like, oh, no, it's not so gray. There is wicked and evil, and there is pure, and there is holy. Chase after the pure and holy. Be set apart. That's what holiness means, to be set apart from the wicked. You don't blend in. There's too many churches like, oh, if we just kind of look like the world, it'll actually draw them in. You don't look any different than the world. You don't. There's a lot of churches doing all these things with bright lights and cameras and all that stuff. And that's fine. But if you think that's what's going to attract people to the church and I better not go there. I'm not going to go there. I ain't going to say it today. The Lord bless them and keep them. May His face shine upon them. But stop trying to blend into the world. Stop trying to be a church that looks more like a club, thinking like, oh, that's going to draw people in. No. They're hungry for the holy. They're hungry for the holy. Aren't you hungry for the holy? Don't you want more of Him? Don't you want more of His presence? Don't you want more of His word? There's more. In these latter days, there's more. Sons and daughters are going to prophesy. They're going to see visions. You're going to see miracles. You're going to see miracles. We're already seeing it in this house. We're going to see more. We're going to see more. The dead are going to be raised to life. The lame will walk. Deaf ears will open. Somebody in here, I'm just believing, you got a deaf ear. You've been having a hard time hearing. Ears are going to open in the name of Jesus today. He wants to open your ears. Somebody, you've been having a hard time seeing. Scales are going to fall off in the name of Jesus. He still heals. He still sets people free. He wants you to see and hear so you can see Him coming in these latter days. There's healing in His house. I told you last week, I tore muscles in both my hamstrings. On Friday, I was lifting weights again. I was like, I don't know. I feel good. Like, there's healing. There's healing. He still heals. I've never torn a muscle before, but I don't think I should be able to lift weights pain-free after tearing a muscle only after 1 week. The Holy Spirit still heals. You need healing today? We're going to have prayer and ministry time at the end. Come forward for healing. Come forward. Believe in faith. You're like, no, that doesn't happen anymore. He wants to heal you. The desire of His heart is to heal you, not to harm you, not to hurt you. It starts with repentance. Turn back to Him and say, Lord, Your ways are better than mine. I've been relying on myself. I've been building my own empire. Lord, I want to turn back to You. He's a healer. It's in his nature. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's a healer. Start to get that inside of you. Start to believe that. Start to take hold of that. The promises of God are for you. Begin to mix them with faith today. He wants to heal you. That thing that's been going on in your stomach, he wants to heal you of that. He wants to get you off that medicine. He wants to get you off that prescription. He wants to heal what's going on in your stomach today in the name of Jesus. Verse 21, I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel in these latter days, will you just stand in his counsel? Justin, one of our elders, was up here talking about that. What was he saying? He was saying, I got into the word today because I knew I was hosting. First of all, I'm glad you went to him first. But start to go to him. That's his heart on this is, let me tell you what I believe your heart is, what I believe you're trying to tell the people today. If they didn't catch it yet, I want them to catch it. Don't just go to him to get something. Go to him to spend time with him. That's what Justin was convicted about today. He was like, man, I'm hosting today. I'm getting up there. I got to get into the word. And he just was saying, oh, I just need to get with the Father. I don't need to go to him to look for something, to find something, to get an answer on something. Some of you just keep going to him and you just got your checklist and you're like, oh, here's what I need. Okay, thanks, bye. No. Just go to be in his presence. Turn off all the distractions. Turn off the TV. Turn off your cell phone. Like, if you sat down with somebody for lunch and you're just sitting there scrolling through your phone, are you really with them? Are you honoring them? No. But why would you do that to the Lord? You sit down in a moment of quiet time and you scroll through your phone and you turn on the TV in the background because you like a little background noise. No. Get into a place of silence and solitude with him to really honor his presence and acknowledge that he's seated there with you, that he loves you, that he's for you, not against you, and that he's a father that wants to spend time with his son, with his daughter. Get into his counsel. If they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, not their own, then they would have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Too many pastors are out there and they don't even spend time with the Lord to listen, to hear what he wants him or her to say to his people. And they're out there just saying what they want to say. They're like, oh, I got this great sermon idea. Oh, I saw this church doing this. Oh, that sermon sounds fun. I'm going to do that because I kind of want to. What are you doing? You're following the dictates of your own heart. There's too many pastors, too many leaders, too many overseers doing that. And they're doing what they want to do because they think, oh, I'm going to sound so clever. I'm going to sound so smart. This clip's going to go viral. Oh, I'm going to get lots of likes on Instagram. Shut up. I know Jesus loves you, but you got to get back with Jesus like you do. In this season, in these latter days, get back with the Lord. Stop trying to build your empire. There's some of you, you're called to ministry. You're called to greater things. And you think the greater things is building this platform, building this empire, and like getting all this attention for putting out these like really, you know, good quotes that really sound very like, you know, biblical, scriptural, whatever. But did he tell you to do that? If he didn't tell you to do that, don't do that. Do what he told you to do. Go to him. Just start with spending time with him. Ask him, Lord, what's my ministry? What's my ministry that you've put in my heart? Where are you calling me to? What do you want me to serve? How can I serve you, Lord? I told you last week, there's a difference between a servant season and a mantle season. And some people want to skip the servant season and just step right into their mantle season. No, you got to learn how to serve. Because guess what? Even in the mantle season, you're still serving. So if you can't serve in your servant season, then you definitely won't be able to serve when he gives you a mantle to wear. Learn how to serve. Learn how to build his kingdom, not your own. Learn how to share the words that he wants you to share. Words that will what? Turn people away from their evil way and from their evil doings. Not teach people how to embrace their identity because you were born this way. Yeah, we're all born sinners, but that's not your identity in Christ. What does Paul say when he addresses the church? He addresses the saints. You're a saint, not a sinner. Ooh, you wrote that music lyric. Oh, people don't even know about that yet. Nate Baker's working on a song. I'm telling you, it's coming someday, and it's going to be fire, all right? But once again, it's fire because the Lord has given it to him. The Lord's entrusted it to him. You're saints, not sinners. That's your identity in Christ. And some of you are in here today, and without repentance, without acknowledging your sin, you're just saying, oh, no. I'm a saint. You can't just identify as a saint. I get up here and I just say, well, I identify as 6'5". Am I 6'5"? No. You can't just say it. It's not just something you say. No. If you love me, obey my commandments. Jesus said it. You can't just say you're a saint. You can't separate works and faith. They go together. You say you got faith? You say you believe? Good, even the demons believe. No. Real faith is different. Real faith works. Real faith walks in obedience to his holy word. You can't just say, I identify as saved. No. Begin to walk it out with the Lord. What does obedience look like? Ask the Holy Spirit today, Lord, what's one area that I've been disobedient that I need to repent of, and I need to turn back to your ways instead of my own ways today? What's an area of my life that I've been disobedient to, Lord? Is it in my marriage? Is it with my phone? Have I been lusting? Have I been coveting? Have I been seeking after things that are worthless and not worthy? I want to set my eyes before you, Lord. And so I repent today. I repent, Lord, and I turn back to you. Set your eyes on things that are worthy, not worthless. Set your eyes on the King. Set your eyes on the throne room. Because when you set your eyes on the throne room of heaven, you're too busy gazing at him to care about what the world is trying to tempt you with. It'll change your taste buds, all your tastes, all your desires, everything you've been craving in the world. It will change your taste, and all of a sudden you won't desire those things anymore because you know they're worthless. You know they're trash. You know it's like a dog returning to the vomit, and you don't want that for your life anymore. It'll change your marriage. All of a sudden, you start seeking him first, your marriage is going to be transformed in the blink of an eye. It'll never look the same. Your relationship to your kids is going to change and transform. It'll never look the same. You'll look back someday and be like, oh my goodness, I forgot it was even like that. I forgot it was that hard. I forgot it was that much of a struggle. Oh my goodness, I forgot what life was like before I submitted to Christ, before I submitted to the mind of Christ in me. You've got the mind of Christ in you. If you would just go to him and ask him, he'll tell you what to do. Just try it. Just start really simple. You wanted to do something, whatever. You got plans for this afternoon. You got plans for this evening. You got plans for Friday night. Just ask the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, should I go and do this? Should I go and spend time with this person? Should I go and watch this? And really quick, really simply, you're just going to hear a no, or you're going to hear a yes. You're going to know whether it's worthy or worthless. Learn to listen to his voice in this season, because we're in the latter days and he's coming back soon. And he's looking for sons and daughters that are walking worthy and not worthless. Worship team, you better come up as we get ready here. If you got the rev notes, you're probably feeling a little cheated right now. You're like, he didn't even get to that next passage. Am I a God near at hand, says the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can anyone hide himself in secret places so I shall not see him, says the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord? You can't run from him. You can't hide from him. There's nothing in the dark that he does not see. You cannot separate. I have heard what the prophets have said who prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. How long will this be in the heart of the prophets who prophesy lies? Indeed, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart. who try to make my people forget my name by their dreams, which everyone tells his neighbor as their fathers forgot my name for Baal. The prophet who has a dream, let him tell a dream. And he who has my word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat? He's separating the chaff and the wheat in this season. And you're separated by the word of God. You're separated by the word of God. Get into the word in this season. It'll help you discern in these latter times the truth from the lies, the light from the dark. If you don't have a Bible, get a Bible today. We got Bibles out back over there. Grab a Bible today. Go to our next steps table. We got Bibles. We'll get you one. Whew. Would you just stand up as we read this? Verse 29. Let's honor his word. Is not my word like a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces? There's some people, the rock got broken today. And there's still some people in here, there's still a rock in place. And you've been resisting and you've been fighting him on this. Submit. Submit to God today. Resist the devil and he will flee. You have given your life to the devil because you refuse to submit to the God of this universe, to the King of Kings, to the Lord of Lords. Submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. You've been afflicted. You've been oppressed. He wants to set you free today. He wants you to walk in victory today. It starts with submission. Let him break you today. First of all, it starts with your posture. Change your physical posture. I wasn't looking at you. I wasn't looking at you, woman of God. But I just know there's somebody in here right now. You got this going. Put your hands down. Put your hands out. Say, Jesus, I'm yours. Jesus, I'm yours. This is pride right here. This is pride. You're buckled up. What are you doing? You're protecting your heart. You're protecting that heart of stone. You kind of like it. It's comfortable. It's what you know. Let him break you today. Let him break you today. Drop it. Drop it. There's freedom. Freedom. You can put your hands up. You can put your hands out. Do whatever you want. Just say, Lord, I receive everything you got for me today. Lord, I receive from you today. Holy Spirit, I receive from you today. His word is like a fire, like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces. I just see the Lord taking his word today and just hammering and hammering. But you got to let him in. You got to let him in to do the heart work. Let him in today in the name of Jesus. Let him in today. Just say, Jesus, I'm yours. Jesus, I'm yours. Jesus, I'm yours. Say it, Jesus, I'm yours. There you go. Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets. Do you want the Lord against you? No. Get away from those prophets. Get away from those liars who steal my words, every one from his neighbor. They're stealing the word of God from their neighbor, but not delivering the word to the people. We're going to deliver the word every Sunday. We're going to deliver it every Wednesday. We're going to deliver it in small groups. We're not going to steal the word from his people. We're not going to do it. We're not going to do it. Behold, I am against the prophets, says the Lord, who use their tongues and say, he says, behold, I am against those who prophesy false dreams, says the Lord, and tell them and cause my people to err by their lies and by their recklessness. Yet I did not send them or command them. Therefore, they shall not profit this people at all, says the Lord. Minister Tim, would you come up here? Just come up here. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 30. There. Some of you are like, will he ever get to the next scripture and rev notes? There you go. Isaiah 30, verse 8. What sorrow awaits my rebellious children, says the Lord? You make plans that are contrary to mine. Have you been doing that today? Have you made plans that don't line up with Him? You make alliances not directed by my spirit, thus piling up your sins. Are you unequally yoked? Are you in a relationship with somebody? Are you walking in the same direction as somebody who's not walking with the Lord? Are you in a marriage? Let me tell you something. Do not get divorced, but begin to pray for that husband, for that wife, that they would come to the Lord, that the Lord would reveal Himself to them in a mighty and powerful way, in dreams, in visions, through fire. But if you're not married, if you're not committed, I'm telling you today, do not be unequally yoked. Break it off today. Break it off today. You can tell that boyfriend, you can tell that girlfriend, listen, if you want to learn how to chase after Jesus, if you want to learn to love the Lord first, I'll be here. We can talk. But right now in this season, I'm running after the Lord with all my heart, mind, soul, and strength. And I'm not running the direction you're running. Break it off in the name of Jesus today. Break it off. Break it off. Break it off. Break it off. I don't know how much more clear I can get. I love you too much to not tell you that. Break it off. Begin to pray for them. Verse 2 says, you didn't consult me. Just start to consult the Holy Spirit. Just start to go to Him. Just go to Him and ask for wisdom. Ask for direction. Ask for guidance. Lord, please teach me. Teach me. Teach me. Show me your ways. Give me your plans. Let my thoughts be your thoughts. Give me the desires of your heart, Lord. Verse 10, the people, they tell the seers, stop seeing visions. They tell the prophets, don't tell us what is right. Tell us nice things. Tell us lies. If after this message today, you want to send me an email and you want to say, hey, tell me nice things. Tell me lies. Hey, I love you. We might not be the church for you. Actually, we're exactly the church for you. Repent and turn back to Him. I didn't hear nice things today. Repent and turn back to Him, because then all of a sudden it changes and flips everything. What you thought was mean, what you thought was hurtful, what you thought was yelling or angry, you actually realize, oh, that's the love of God. He loves me too much not to tell me the truth, because He wants to see me healed, set free, and delivered. What you thought was your identity is actually demonic. What you thought you were born that way, no, He wants to set you free from and restore you and renew you and call you into His house to be transformed by the renewing of your mind through the power of His Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray. And just keep your hands out, open in front of you, ready to receive. Father God, holy is your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, I pray for any need in here that as people repent and turn back to you, they begin to see supernatural moves that can only come from you to bring provision into their lives, and that they would realize it's directly connected to their repentance and obedience. And they would give you the glory, they would give you the thanks, they would give you the praise as they see supernatural provision come in, as they repent by turning back to you in your ways. Lord, I pray that you would break off every stubborn heart, every piece of rock that's holding on to a place in somebody's heart, that you would break it off by your word today, that the fire would burn it away, that you would separate the wheat and the chaff in this moment, that your people would never be the same. Jesus, we desire to do your will and not our own. I desire, Lord, to see this church transformed and renewed by your Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray in this season we see something supernatural occur. We see families renewed. We see marriages restored. We see kids healed. We see wombs that were dried up open in the name of Jesus. We see life come in your holy name. We see those who are far from you repent and turn back to you. Lord, we just want to see restoration. We want to see dry bones come to life. We're going to worship you in this moment, Lord, not because of who we are, but because of who you are. You're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. And all God's people said amen. Declare it today. Declare it today in worship. Declare it today. He's worthy. He's